Chapter 60, Visions of a Glorious Future. In the darkest days of her long conflict with evil, the people of God have been given revelations of the eternal purpose of Jehovah. They have been permitted to look beyond the trials of the present to the triumphs of the future, when the redeemed will possess the promised land. Today the controversy of the ages is rapidly closing, and the promised blessings are soon to be realized. Despised, persecuted, forsaken, God's children in every age have looked forward to the time when He will fulfill His assurance, "I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations." Not without severe conflict is the church to triumph. The bread of adversity, the water of affliction, these are the common lot of all, but none who put their trust in the One mighty to deliver will be overwhelmed. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, "I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." There is forgiveness with God, there is acceptance full and free through the merits of Jesus, our crucified and risen Lord. I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Thou shalt know that I the Lord am thy Savior. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord. RSB. Clad in the armor of Christ's righteousness, the church is to enter on her final conflict. She is to go forth into all the world, conquering and to conquer. The darkest hour of the struggle immediately precedes the day of final deliverance. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, God will be to His church a refuge from the storm. The word of the Lord to His faithful ones is, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of His place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity."